Good morning, everyone. It is 9 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. I would like to call the Pond Sinlet Town Council special meeting to order. I would ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all council members are present in council chambers. We are up to item four, and that is the ratification of employment offer for planning and development director position. Mike, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yeah, well, I'll just say this has been a long time coming. We were not even able to advertise for this position in April, and that's when, of course, the council approved my contract as town manager. While I was in the interim role, I was in both roles, as planning development director and town manager. So we started the advertising process on May 1st. We have had a few applicants. I think, Kim, you were telling me it was maybe 10 that were actually qualified. Out of those, we interviewed three. The first two, they had noteworthy accomplishments and a good resume, but they just weren't the right fit. It wasn't the combination of experience and knowledge and awareness of our issues, you know, that we were looking for. So we waited a little bit, but then re-advertised in September. We finally got some additional candidates, including Mr. Lear. Then we interviewed Mr. Lear on October 13th, and then proceeded with the background check process. I'll tell you, he comes highly accomplished, coming from the city of Edgewater, where he's worked in this position since, basically the same equivalent position since 2005. His professional references, including the past two city manager, or the current and the previous city manager of Edgewater, gave him a very high recommendation. You know, they consistently across the board, his professional references said how intelligent he was, how he's great to work with, he's a good team player, knows how to lead a team, and is competent at what he does. So he's definitely our best candidate, and we're pleased to offer him the job for this position. So, Kim, is there anything you wanted to add about the interview process?
Good morning, Council. Thanks, you, Mike. Yes, just as the town manager had stated, there were 10 applicants. We did interview three of them. There was a committee members of five directly dealing from that department, including Mike, and, of course, I was there. So they had selected, you know, down to one. And as stated, there was an extensive background check done in accordance with the town's pre-employment screening policy, of which is in front of council tonight, or actually this morning. And that's for your approval. That's about all I have, unless you have more questions of me. It was a long process.
Thank you, Kim. Mike, anything else?
I'll just say that Darren he comes from a planning background similar to me, and he's in that position. You're expected to know, about a lot of different things. You know, he's well-versed in everything that this department is expected to do. So, Darren, would you like to come up and say a few words?
Good morning, Council. Darren Lear. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. I've been in Volusia County since New Year's Day of 1996, so I'm well aware of the area, and I have to tell you, out of all of Volusia County, this is the most beautiful area there is. So thank you. If you have any questions of me.
Oh, thank you. First, I'd like to thank you very much for applying for this position, and I want to thank our interview committee because I know you worked very hard. And we appreciate all your efforts. We see the extent of the work that you did, so I thank you. Mr. Lear, I would like to say that after reviewing what was submitted to us, the recommendations, it's quite a distinction that your references include your former supervisors and the managers, and we have Glenn Storch and Tracy Barlow, along with Glenn Irby. These are all individuals I know and respect, and I'm delighted to have their recommendations. You are certainly highly credentialed with the appropriate professional experience and memberships in the many associations. So For me, I am absolutely delighted and hope to welcome you aboard. And right now I'm going to open this up to our other council members if they have any questions.
Thank you, ma'am.
Skip?
When this is over.
When this is over, I'd like to talk to you about the University of Kentucky and Louisville game.
Okay, absolutely.
I'll go first. I'm a University of Tennessee boy, so we won't discuss Kentucky.
All right.
I'm just kidding. But nice meeting you. And I do have just a few questions. And the first, your career at Edgewater was outstanding. And, you know, 23-plus years at Edgewater. But, you know, I have to ask the question, why did you decide to leave Edgewater?
Well, there was some political machinations happening, so I was victim of that.
No, I understand. And, you know, I know when I decided to retire from U.S. Food Service after 25 years, you know, people said, you know, you were there for 25 years, why did you do it? And my answer was I stopped believing in what I was doing. So, you know, I wanted to address that because, you know, from what I'm reading in my terminology, you cut your teeth at Edgewater and, you know, you really worked your way up through there, which is very impressive.
Thank you.
The other question that I have, resiliency. And, you know, that is a big thing for us in Ponce, and I know for the state of Florida. We actually had the East Central Florida Regional Planning Council presented to the staff at that time in January 20, 2022, their suggestions after we conducted several meetings before that. Went to the planning board. I know that I just got off the planning board. That's the reason why I guess it's near and dear to my heart. But we actually helped develop ordinance 2023-01, which we did amendments to our comp plan, which we finalized that, and it was voted on by council the second reading of May 18th, 2023. So the concern I know that from the planning board and the chairman of the planning board is sitting behind you. The planning board has not conducted several meetings for the past 4 to 5 months because of staffing. And, you know, at time, as we all know, you know, we have to kind of pick and choose of what is the most important. The good thing is our comp plan did get changed. The bad thing is our LUDC has not changed.
Okay.
And to me, that's a major undertaking in itself. And, you know, I guess the question in a long version is how well do you work with planning boards? Because we have a phenomenal planning board, and I can say that because I'm not on it now. But, you know, I think it's very important and utilizing the individuals that serve on the planning board, but also, too, pushing things through where we can strengthen our resiliency.
Oh, absolutely. Worked with the planning board for over 20 years in Edgewater and very familiar with boards and how they work. And back then, Edgewater did several, I mean, dozens of land development code amendments. So I'm aware of the process and how to go through that. And yep, we can do that.
Okay, that's it for me.
Thank you, Skip. Joe?
I would like to compliment you on your background and the work that you did with Edgewater. Would it be an overstatement for me to say that Edgewater has just exploded in growth?
That's not an overstatement.
This is a lot quieter.
Growing very fast.
This is a lot quieter than Edgewater. But good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gary?
No, just a comment. In my many years on this council, we have hired many people. And it continues to amaze me the caliber and the experience that tends to come to our town. And it appears we've done it again. So,
thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Gary, thank you. Yes. Does anyone in the public have any questions they would like to ask? Okay, well, if I don't see any, then what I will do is I'm going to move to approve the offer of employment extended to Darren Lear for the position of Planning and Development Director in the town of Ponce Inlet, with terms set forth in correspondence to Mr. Lear, dated November 7, 2023, from Mike Disher, Town Manager, commencing on December 4, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please. Yes.
Councilmember
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
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 Well, thank you, and congratulations, Mr. Lear. We look forward to working with you and getting to know you better. And again, Mike and the interview committee, thank you so much for your efforts. It's very clear. So congratulations.
Thank you, Council.
Is there anything else from anyone right now? Are we all good? Well, congratulations, and we look forward to you starting. Thank you. Thank you very much.